he saw soldier Simness open Norze Yinji Chu Chipil Lujan short the porneso Nam he parto Turmin Corvarincham Laman Chino took the Norte Zek Chijan Gumi Topper Sinji Loki Savasonte Ning the Dupa Sijete Ning the Dupa Yidonwe Zahi Nyender Nam Heba Kabs so sorn Darbichi in Batang Ning the Dupan Zahi Kartimbo Kandiji in a young Teda than Rarte Rani Chikpur Rang Mapan Roku Batang Sene Sakban Norze Hort Yinji Cho Sena Lente He Goes Amare Sene Goni Sakpe Sena Sijete Longjo Tang Munipa Ranga Long Che Munipa Che Mutopa Yena Tang Mutopa Tendawala Sena Sigre Sene Goni Sakpe Longjo Sakpa La Sene Goni Sakogre Sena Chan Mina, Yang, don't you saw Togo Mever in the game below? Sene Sape Northern Ze Rereka Yang Kotogre Norze, Norze, Lonjo Jubze Chipare Yinji Cho Rang Hiba Caps, Yinji Long Jubber and Jurata. Zambling a supo ang dangbo de nyeba yin yang, then range mahe pardo kala saya chick the lula konya chick top tang de yere, di lama de yinji chigger, yinji chu, yinji long chigger. Longju kahi rang mahe koni yang yenda control de ying long chuggyo. Di nani chanting sang jata nyeba nana, suppose longju does a yenda control ne. Kale kabo do yin jin tro de long je ba de sene sa ba nor je yin ji je yin je nor je yin ji je pa sa ma yin ba ta rong nor je tro ti teng na da po la pe kale kabo tang den da wo zo ya ge tu zo yo re teng sa nor je yin ji je ba yin je ju se je de sene go ne so ak pe nor je te so yin ji long je ge re rang ge long Kita juga mara, nyung-nyung juga re. Zaman leh ke suku ang tangpo nyebat esu, longju te rangi kita je tuku mudu, kalau saya cik tu kaya cik, pasun drone hotel lah saya cik tangkre, tin tua te hienda ke longju re, hienji jo. Ta. Ning the dopen Zahi so son drava tang, senes open norze, yinja long jeba maze. Keep a lujan short the bonaso. Keep us rank it, keep a jama, rank a hajan karchembo yimba. Natu rank a rank a lute rank a hajan keeper jang, lute karchembo zinkanawa. Hindo keeper jama, karchembo goni. Dado zong de song ju sebe lu chang zi zahi dan norze hyorto danda zahi so so nrar norze yin ki teba ma zi jibar chang lu ndayang lu chang hyorto porne so rang hyorto por se jete rangi nam hi nangba lola Then he java napsi yavare, java napsi you do, short the porcid, nam he, rank and nam he, lule ton and drove a capsule, lute short the land over it, short the porgery. Pena rang, heva potella rang, kangbachi yuna, kahila naso kangbando, kahila kangbamundo, kahila kangba hajan jachimundo, mambundo. Kaki Kangbamundo De Kandiji in a rank does a short de la Lute Yan and over. Short the porneso. Rank a luke short the porte, short the yarn and over it. Namhi Pardo, Turmi and Kovancham. Lou short the porn and wrote it, Nam Hiller Ramon Yerebe. Nam Hiller Ramon Yomare. Nam Hite, Namba Lola, Pardo Yore. Pardo Sijete, Tendeye Namanga. Jeva Semen Nama Maherpe Partala, Malam Tabin Trunangi Karea Yore, Tela Pardo Sere. Namhi Pardola, Turmi Sijete, Ramon Mapar. Ramon Mapar and Kovar Jamgre. Pardu Namhi de Ram Kavan Rosa and Ramon Yomare, Tene, Lady Wangan Trunang Nazo Jagre. Turmi. Also, Malam Sharon Bacabso, Malam Zambo Chona Gagando, the Malam Zambo Chang Tangamado, Malam Nambat, Mambutangadoa, Raman Mabar, Tenay, Namhi Pardo, La Tor Mabar, Raman Mabar, Kamsom Koval and Chamgre Koval and Cham. Koval and Cham City, then Korva City. Tikpa chimbilo la denba trupin chamsan rawu yen rawu chi yo mare rangan trunangke korwa la rang cham digre malam rawu re malam to ngaso kasa kala cham ga do cham se ye de yenda ga lungba mare rangan trunangke yor la rang cham digre ten rawu cham digre ti se no jumsin somre nying do dopan za hi so so ndrawa tan chi Senes up in Norse, short the Luba than ye. Cheaper luge and short the porva than some. Nam he part of the Ramon, my apparent cham group at tea, and ta hajan kanga chambo ye, younger yere. Decaps of kanga ye hendo, kanga chambo ye, yebe senna. Ta lamanchino, sen the lamalas on the river. Rang, rank and baser jizzo, tomna lamanchino sego mare. Ta rank and baser jizzo, mutabacale caboja on the tenny lamanchino. Pogo chungjong ka chemo chen ro de rang la rang ye pa ka so ka nga chemo de amal ke tang ma re ka le ka bo ji cha yo na ngwa ne amal ke tang ro wa yin da ka ro kwa so ma re ame ro kwa so gre sa mu to de na yi ta ka ne ka le ka bo ji ye yong go yore ti ka so ti se na ta la man chen no thok che wa ning je chen bu da la ze ke ta so la ze ke Chichang Gumi Tokwar Sinji Lo Chichang Gupa Mepa Che Tokwar Sinji Lab Du Sor Kari Gupa Mepa Re Kong Te Sor Nying Du Dukpan Zaki So Sor Nrava Se Na Zaki La Denbar Hinde Denbar Hembe Yang Pendo Mdo Se Ne So Pan Noze Yor Du Lun Rava Se Na Se Ne Goni Lonju Mangbo Sa Vasa Kwala Dembar hinte semne lonju mangbo sakwa layang gubamdo. Chipar lu, chipar chiam hiatra ka pombo lun de hior do lu te hing robe senna, lula dembar hinte hemba layang gubamdo. Nam hi pardo tomin kova lan champa senna, rama mebar champa senna, tende choyo la dembar hinte. Kemba la guba kanya mudo, guba meba tela, guba yever hin de varata, chichang gumi tokwar singelo, guba meba je tokwar singelo to so. Kong the matap ne sorta yendra we here, it is so tamjela guba meba nyingbo meba tona, the nichu yapo yungo yore. Chichang gumi tokwar singelo. Nazu chuse se jete tene kangba chipo chigle de cheba yapo chide tene yapo sene de ba cham ji chumare nazu sem de yapo cha go yure sem de yapo cha ne de cheba yapo cha go ti sene ji jang gumi to bor sin ji ma os ya ning du du ben zo ji zo zo ndo o Okay, you're good.
So, we're on page 58, the second line in the Tibetan. And on page 57, the sixth line from the bottom. So it reads, we will be separated from our closest friends. Others will enjoy the wealth we as misers kept. Even our body we hold so dear will be left behind, and our consciousness will wander without direction in the bardos of samsara. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with compassion. Bless us that we realize the futility of this life. So the first line, we will be separated from our closest friends. So this, of course, refers to the time of death. And at the time of death, then, no matter how close or how deep relationships have been, when we die, we must separate from all of these. So, and go off alone. So that's the first sort of sign of impermanence that one should keep in mind. The second one says, others will enjoy the wealth we as misers kept, which is probably being miserly or being a miser doesn't need much explanation, but it's basically someone who is unable to give away their resources or their wealth. They can't be generous to others. And that's sort of a worldly state of mind. Actually, within the worldly sense, if there's no miserliness, you don't collect things to begin with. There's kind of that desire to hold on to things and collect them and hold on to them. So this, all of one's wealth, one's resources, one's jewels, one's finances, one's bank accounts, and so forth, when you die, the others will enjoy that. Whatever's left, even of the last bit of food that you couldn't eat or the clothes that you left behind, that is things that other people now will use. The other problem that a miser has is not only thinking about when they die, but during this lifetime even, people can steal things that you've accumulated and your wealth. So then, you have to protect them, and that's especially a problem we have nowadays. So it's very difficult to sort of look after these, to be the possessor of many things. And actually, even though we have many things, a vast wealth, actually you can only really enjoy a part of it. You can only eat one meal at a time. You can only wear one set of clothes at a time. So no matter how many sit in your closet, there's only really one that you can enjoy at a time, and then you can also spend a lot of money traveling from hotel to hotel, but still, that you're not really enjoying the full extent of this vast wealth that you have. So you spend a lot of time accumulating things that you're not even really using. Even our body we hold so dear will be left behind. So this is what we think is, we hold very, to be very important, that we cling to as being so important for us, is our body. We have the friends we cling to and the money we cling to, but actually it's the body that we really cling to the most. And however, when we die, our consciousness will leave our body. And in Buddhism, there is the belief in a future life. The body, the consciousness leaves the body to take another birth. The one that dies then, the metaphor here is one of sort of leaving a house behind, like a guest leaving a house behind. So, Rinpoche said, looking back at the wealth that people may have, someone who's dying may have a house, or they may not. They may have a big one or a little one, But whatever size of this residence is, it has to be left. And in the same way, the residence that our consciousness has, i.e. our physical body, that must be left behind. And once that is left behind, then our consciousness will wander without direction in the bardos of samsara. So it, once the consciousness leaves the body, it's helpless to do things on its own. It has no independent power. It's moved helplessly by its own, by the winds of karma, by the karma that one has accumulated. And then it wanders in the bardo. And the bardo then, what is the bardo? That refers to that period of time or that interval when the appearances of this life has ceased and the birth or the appearances of the next life have not yet arisen. So the state of the bardo resembles a dream state. And so one wanders in this bardo world, moved about by the delusive appearances that arise due to our karma. It resembles a dream. We dream positive and negative dreams, and whether we dream one or the other, we really have very little control over that. And like this are the different appearances in the bardo. They simply arise without our being able to control them. Our consciousness will wander without direction in the bardos of samsara. Samsara, one shouldn't understand as something that's like a solid, truly existent earth or foundation on which we wander. Actually, samsara is made up of our own delusions. It's in the world of our own delusions that we wander, as we would wander in a dream world that we fabricated. So these four first lines that refer to our attachment to friends, to wealth, to our body, and then the consciousness that wanders without or helplessly without direction in the bardo, those are the four difficulties that we are thinking about as we call upon the Lama. And we call the Lama because through our own efforts we can't save ourselves from these problems. It's very much like a child. Before a child can take care of itself or able to say to move or to walk or to feed itself, when it wants something, it calls out for its mother. And in that same way, we call out to the Lama. And what is that we ask the Lama for? We ask the Lama to realize the futility of this life. And this futility is actually in relation to the four previous points. It's the that we realize the futility of clinging to friends as truly existent, that we realize the futility of clinging to wealth or any kind of resource that we have as truly existent, and we realize the futility of clinging to our body, which is merely a heap of flesh and blood. And we realize the futility of clinging to the appearances of this life, realizing that our consciousness will wander or without control in the bardo state. So these all then are sort of an aspect of meditation on impermanence. And if we don't obtain the antidotes for these various kinds of clinging, then our practice won't go well. But if we do, and we realize that all of these things have no essence, no core, there's nothing to them, then our Dharma practice will go well. It doesn't mean that we stay in a house that's very pleasant and we practice Dharma in rather comfortable surroundings. That's not enough. We need to really transform our own mind.
Tene pardo te yebe junsi pena nga so terengi nyema dang sangi nyema nyi je pata la nyi ko pe mlam jin tro pa ji khar ji yobare khar ba yin do che wa nga ma dang che ba se ma nyi je pata la tnang che par ji mlam ra wo ji khar ji yobare arbe.
So another way of looking at the bardo, or of understanding, say, a reason for how it could exist, would be if one thinks of today, and then one thinks of tomorrow, in between these 2 days, we go to sleep and we dream. And so that's like the previous life. Say today would be the our previous life, and tomorrow would be our future life, and this evening, when we go to sleep and dream, would be like the bardo state.
Nindu du benza jizu zono sende sope nolva jizu jive veja kurdu konezo nanje Tene chetan lodo namba ye yebote kovale khenja dobutabre tene ni chan tsendale khenja dobutab de matabre tanjur je lutin de matab gombe tin da ye na ore mene tsendale khenja dozi je nyembo de matab gom ya khu ore dikap se yang tene tsendale khenja dozi la matab samgo do.
In general, there are the four thoughts that turn the mind, and they are basically to help us overcome attachment to samsara, or to develop what's called revulsion for samsara. So here, in the verse from Lodhitaye, it's spoken about coming attachment to this life through meditating on impermanence. And in the four thoughts that turn the mind, there is also let's leave it at that. So we have this body, which is like a support to which we are attached. And so the way of reversing that attachment, the best way of doing that, is meditating on impermanence.
Jigpa mumba nagpa ngunni so leche lungmar trakpa jamni ti mado khenji pone dekhen so zoyka ngay du donga nyongguna laman chen no tukji nyor dozi ngay song yang le tarwar senji lop hi sabha song de ngay song le tarwar
the next verse reads, in front, the darkness of fear awaits to take us in. From behind, we are chased or driven by the fierce red wind of karma. The hideous messengers of the Lord of Death beat and stab us, and so we must experience the unbearable sufferings of the lower realms. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with compassion. Bless us that we are liberated from the chasms of the lower realms. So this is basically a verse on being freed from the hell realms.
Jigpa mumba nagpo jigra mandra ban na chokpa te ta nga chu hyen ne chu won de par do le jan ne ya go sa re che de na wa no de che de na wa gak bi ji so ta kan de yong re jigra mandra par do jigra mandra ban na chokpa hyar wa Mumban Nagbu Muniso Jigta Mandrava Natsopa, the Mumbanda was also covered. Jigba Mandrava Natsopa, Mumba Nagbu Munisova. Pena Jigta, you have been near some Muna, you own a dinner, Jigta Chamber Chagadua, Kavandroka Hamago Chayang. Jigta Chiona, Muna, mean a young Lamgachi in Doki, Muna, you own a dinner, Kayan Rosa Yamad. Samyita tene longmar tele sele le longmar je zo zo ko bare le je longmar trakpo hyok chen bi jam ni ti te ba ta muna nang ni drowa jam ni long longmar long hyok chen bo ge de ndo yo ban da wo ge ja re madok yin ji phone de king zo madok pan je so ro ma Madokpa seche ten jekso roma kejare, Madokpa jekso roma hienji ponya. Hienji ponya la tanda, teni takan gochin, zekin gochin la sopa, tukrojin gochin la sopa, mangbo yeba kejare. Hienji ponya, dekin zo, teda ke dekin, tretan tare la sopa, yokwa la sopa dekin. どうも。ずかんねんとどがにょんぐな。てたぶずかわ。ずかわ。ずぱかわ。ずもとぱ。ずもとぺ。にゃばいやだとんろ。てんげんそんぐどが。めぜぱにょんぐな。 Lamancheno took the yard to say, Nazo Heva Capso, Jeva Sama me, Nazong Donga Mina, Lamanchin se Goyamado, Jeva Sama yo, Sema Parta la Pardon Ronan yo, Pardon in Rona young, Tarong, Nazong de Jaya, Yoba Senate, Lamanchenos. Took the yard to say, Kanga Chikwasi. Nesong yang le tarbar sinjelo. Nyarva yeda tundo song de nesong re. Nesong te yansa zoksu kabare. Nesong la ma le nembe wanga ma long do yanda wimbe seno. Yansa andaure. Yang nesong ke yansa ne long do va tele tarbar sinjela abdu sol. Tang nesong le meche verso vata.
So this prayer then that deals with the wish or the prayer not to be reborn in the lower realms, or to comment on each line in the front, the black darkness of fear waits to take us in. So if we apply this to the situation of when one is dying, and if we die. That is, when the appearances of this life dissolve, then what arises? Well, the bardo state, and one experiences various fears there. And those fears then are given the metaphor of darkness, or pitch black state, where one can't see, and one can sort of feel what it might be like if you think of walking in a very, very dark place where you can't see anything, you can't see where your feet are moving. So in that situation, you don't know your path, you don't know where you're going, and therefore naturally fear would arise. So there are various kinds of fears that come up in the bardo state because we don't recognize that we don't know where we are, where we're going. The second line, from behind we are driven by the fierce wind of red karma. So the karma then is given the metaphor of a red wind, and the redness there refers to sand places where there's a lot of sand. For example, at Samye, there's sand dunes there, so the wind blows, and for the Tibetans it takes on a sort of a red color when it has sand in it. So that kind of a driving sandy wind that you would get in a desert type of area, that then pushes us from behind. So this is a situation where we're in. We're surrounded by fear and we're being helplessly pushed from behind forward. And then what happens? It gets worse. The hideous messengers of the Lord of the Death beat and stab us. So literally, the Tibetan means those that make you fear, those that raise fear. And the heads of these messengers are of various strange shapes, animals, they have different kinds of animal heads and so forth. Ponyadi drowagi goyo batang. Ponyadi.
Ponya?
No.
Ta karre.
Ta.
Ta karre indike.
Horse.
Chega.
Tiger. Ta riam.
Ta.
Ta. So tiger-headed and
ta zikeng gochi ha yeng gochi yinda mangbundo snake tiger snake elaso
etc.
mangbundo.
So they're pretty horrible looking creatures, and not only do they look bad, but they are beating us and stabbing us, and we are unable to escape. Then, in this way, we experience the unbearable sufferings of the lower realms. Either they're very hard to bear or they're unbearable. And the lower realms, of course, are the hell realms, the hungry ghost, and the animal realm. So then the fifth line is the same as always. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with compassion. If there were no future life, then we wouldn't need to call out to the Lama. But since there is a future life and there is this bardo that we must pass through, then we call out to the Lama for help. And we ask that we be liberated from the chasm of the lower realms. And the chasm is like a sheer drop-off. The lower realms are imaged in that way as a sheer drop-off because of our bad karma, we fall rather plummeting headlong into the lower realm. So they're seen as a chasm.
That's one. Ah. Leng in Bekanza le chichin, Parthur and Jiktak and Nam and Nazo in Charbe. Jumsin Yote Jo Leng in Be Topje and Tranan Charbe said. Pena Leng in Bachin Lamala, Nembatomaji. Leng in Bachin Lamala, Nembacharoji. This way.
No. So one can also put this into a logical argument. And one can say, given an individual who has accumulated negative karma, then within the bardo, various fearsome appearances will arise due to the cause of which is the delusive appearances arising through the power of the negative karma that was accumulated. And an example for that is someone with negative karma who dreams. So they too then will have these kinds of fearsome appearances.
Then nga so pardo la jikta kha yongam samde te tsong sabayina Kamaka Kandesa Kondosena, Malam the Jikta Dongan Herbaina, then Pardo Layan Jikta Dongan Herre. Malam the Jikta Dongan Mahana, Pardo Lan Jikta Dongan Herma.
So then, if you are thinking, well, maybe I won't have these appearances in the bardo, hopefully. So then, well, you can check. There's a way of checking to find out if this might happen to you or not. And that is, if in your dreams, if you dream of suffering, or if you dream of fearsome experiences or places and people and so forth, then also when you come to the bardo, you will also have these experiences.
Timalam to ngaso malam to kya tang yung bakaso, jo supo yina pinga mando, keda chembo yona yung pinga mando, ni inda tro mangbo yona yung pinga mando, malam to kya tang yung kado.
No.
Pete yendo. Pato Laya, Dini, Kedak Pingamare, Ilonjo Ji Pingamare, Naja Ji Pingamare, Kangaya Pingamare, and Tonaikaimbre.
So, if one has a negative dream, if one has a nightmare, then it doesn't make any difference if you're rich, it doesn't make any difference if you're famous, it doesn't make any difference if you have lots of friends. You are going to experience that nightmare. And in the same way, in the bardo then, whether one is rich, famous, or proud, or with friends, or whatever, you will have these experiences.
Da rando rang rang yapu yoman da batang ngaja ni kebeson debri. Rando ngaja kebes on them, eh? Ranjun revo samyang, kong the be, yin jun tender samyang, draw ching mu. Yun tin jun ze me jang zangbur lom, chupe meng da chuming conar chu, lamanchen no tukji nyor doze, rando ngaja kebes singelo. Ta rangan doeba tang ngaja kebala, ngaja che te dokso chick sam no tayamina. Tegalang aja sejuk tiga tu kemarin. Hingga hingji le main bana, bukeng saya na main korang hingga dua berapa. Ten rawo yo kemarin semna. Semji nyumong dang aja telat ti dosa ke nyembo jisam tu boleh. Tati dosa ke nyembo sam boleh. Rang cung, cung dah yang ti ni jenang ni. Rang cung te rang ni jat cung, cembo. Jatang jikin jer zukin jenang ni cehu de rachehu le cegre, Ranga chung chenpo rivo chan yon yang, te kong na beba te, sem na be te, yinje mantong bar zowa tang. Yinje chung te, yinje chung, chung chung, chung hui te, zu kienje nang ni chung hui te, ter jen dro chik la chung hui chik re, ten dro chan se re. Ten dro le chung sa yang du ting ye re te, ta nga zu ngun sun tong to ba te, ten dro re. Yinje chung, zukin je chung hui ter jen dro re, ten dro chan yang, dro jen, yin la dro jen mo ba. Yin la dro jen mo ba, kurban de ba. Yun ting chung se me chang zangbor long. Yun ting te, lu la yun ting, lu je yun ting tang ke ping ke yo ma re, lu zong ze po tang. La sope, lu ji yun ting tsam je, te yun ting ma re, yun ting te sem lang go go yu re. Sem la yun ting chung se mi chang, zang por long ba. Sem la yun ting kar go go do. Dang mi to pe hirap ji yun ting go go do. Korba tsa ba jue par se pa dang mi to pe hirap ji yun ting ta. Tene hepan ta la hien par go pa sampa nying je san chok je sem te so go go do. Ten ra wo, Chonze chik mi na yang, chonze mi chang, toni topi hirap da kawa, toni la yiki sanyang mai patang. Tene samba nying je sanjuk je sem so chonze chak, chonze mi chang, zangpo lomba, ngarang zangpo ye ngarang ya hyun. Rabo ngarang zangpo lom, lom se jete zangpo mi na yang, zangpo yin samba te lom sem. Ketang rang zangpo yin na yang zangpo yin sam na lom sem te ngajar re ten zangpo mayin bachag re zangpo lom chupa ming ta chumi konar ju chupa ming ta ching chupa chalok ta ta chalong chang na yang chumi konar ju sidhu teni yin la ngajar dan chado dan noy sem da ten rao yo na te chu mayin bachem re chumi konar ju ba Dona sem de samba ninge sanjo je sem so yin la pen be sem yo na chure tene de ngarda yin la tene rang la na ja da yin la tha do ne sem la so bo yo na chumen je sem le chumen konar jo ba de ta bo ta rang chu samba re chu de ta bo rang le yo par sam de la man che no se rang chu sam de Chung paa me che to laman che no, thuk tsewa nyingi chen di zikhe. Rantu ngajaa khebar singe lo. Heya te rangan do, rantu ngajaa se, rang yakpo ndoe pa. Rang yakpo ta zangpo ndoe pa. Rang keita chenpo zo ndoe pa. Rang sukpo zo ndoe pa. Tam che che nang ni rang cho to chorpa chen do na, te samno te, Chutan garba semre, rando je semre. Naja, tene rang yunti mina yo sambala sopa ngaja re, ngaja la chunjok le kapsi yeba dunzang hepa re. Ta tanda chetanka ngaja se, yunti mina yo sambala ngaja tena ure. Rando ngaja hepa re senje lo. Rang la chetan lobjong la sopa yunti yo na yang, nga cho to chirpa yin sampa nga jate yo na nga jate ki yun ting te drip dro gri rando nga jake khevara singe lo oya
So the next verse says, we conceal within ourselves a mountain of faults, yet we put down others and broadcast their shortcomings so they be minute as a sesame seed. Though we have not the slightest good qualities, we boast saying how great we are. We have the label of Dharma practitioners, but practice only non-Dharma. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with compassion. Bless us that we lose our pride and self-centeredness. So this is a verse that that asks that we become free of pride and of focusing on ourselves, following after our own wishes, desiring merely good things for ourselves. When we're dealing with these, when we're dealing with pride and with attachment or desire, then one works with them through antidotes or through remedies. It's not the situation that one has, for example, if there's firewood and one sets it alight and the wood simply burns itself up and it's gone. Here, you need to actively work with antidotes. So the first line says, we conceal within ourselves a mountain of faults. So here these two lines are playing off each other. The first one, you have a mountain, which is the biggest thing you can think of, and the second line is a sesame seed, which is the smallest. So what is a mountain? It's the mountain of our faults. We have a huge number of faults that we conceal within ourselves. We hide them from others or cover them over so that no one else is aware of them. And others, though they have a very small fault, we put them down and broadcast their negativities everywhere. So we are extremely critical of others and hide from ourselves our own, and from others our own faults. Sesame seed here is used as an example because it's sort of the smallest thing we can easily see. Atoms or particles or non-particles or whatever may be smaller, but this is just talking about good qualities. We're both saying how great we are. And the qualities here refer not only to physical qualities, what we can do with our bodies or how we look and so forth, but actually the main thing one's referring to when one talks of qualities are the qualities of one's mind. And so the positive qualities, what are those positive qualities of mind? And that is the prajna that realizes selflessness. And that is the process that enables us to cut through the roots of samsara, to eradicate what it is that keeps creating samsara for us. And compassion, then the bodhisattva's great compassion then, is what cuts through the extreme of peace, or the desire to remain in a peaceful state and not be too concerned about others. So not only do we not have any of these good qualities, we don't even have any belief, real belief, in emptiness. So not having any of those, we still think we're great, boasting how wonderful we are. The Tibetan word for boast means that you say that you have something that you don't. So you would boast that you, say you know how to do something, that you can, walk on a tightrope or something, and you can't do it. So it's that kind of inflation, self-inflation. We have the label of Dharma practitioners, but practice only non-Dharma. So we have all the outer trappings of a Dharma practitioner. We may have different implements or different little signs we wear or whatever. But if within inside we're still looking at others for being jealous, if we still have jealousy towards others and pride in relation to ourselves, then we're not, that is not practicing Dharma. So then the third line, as usual, Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with compassion. That, in this case, we think of all the faults that we actually do have. And conscious of those faults, then we call on the Lama. And we ask for something, and what we ask for this time is that we lose our pride and self-centeredness. So this self-centeredness is it's like a continual focus on oneself, hoping that things will go well, that one will become famous, that they have a lot of money, and so forth. So these kinds of thoughts are contrary to Dharma. And what one may have other qualities that are true qualities. For example, if one studied a lot, one has the qualities that come from studying. But if you have a lot of pride about those qualities, then that veils the qualities.
Sorry.
No.
ตั้งงานเจียมตั้งเจียมเชื่อไปสอนเดินเนี่ยเต็มพงตั้งเจียมกงบกคงตัวจบสามเจตั้งเจียมยมมุ่งพระบิดจ้าเสเจตั้งเจียมไม่กินเดียบจริงทาร์เปลลามตัวโซตัมมาเซนเปลามันเจนนุทุกจิญโยตัวเจงานเจียนเซนิเชื่อไปสิ่งจิโลงานเจียนเสียจะเด้งงานดางาช่วยยังนี่ยังสามกันตัว我提了南京一样，南京这个，南京的秋高嘞，看过有不嘞？南京早晚的秋班，他南面先去拉不少。南京秋高不就是干多？电风南京公布空多久？电都碰吧，碰谁就得你看全部作业拉碰谁个嘞？电都碰完了谁吧？ 电都高嘞，看不塞吧？电说个是不嘞？电当真嘞？当真的当真公布是就的，当真公布当这一组是干嘛嘞？电都碰完塞吧？电都最大都高嘞，看不中意。当真进公布的嘞？当真公布的空都叫，人家就什么了有吧嘞？人个靠不能了有吧？ 也把那不嘞，什么什么也不是呢。一天就看了，这拉手不，那把看的就是那个那个那把做个的嘛多，电都那把做多个嘛嘞。当真就那么多的，对他的那把做多个嘞，对是呢。电都碰完了，再把电都，电都卡，对电都打到刚刚打，动个做个嘞，再把的，手做个嘞。这当真嘞，俺真样当真。 当真进公布啊！当真进这的嘞！当真进公布啊！这的空都叫，那啷个啷个空都？当真进这的，现在你用过没多？第三呢，啷个什么也不嘞？他当真进公布什么也不了，第一的，第二个来看不着么多？三七他们就你们不会叫，三六看的就当那样，你们不会叫。 去这三路去当呢，去得了定的，让趁着跌破用啊，跌破用啊，给他跌破用，要个三路去当我用呢，这样你们不就用着了？我去说的三界就光帮着，三界能啊，跌破三路，得给你三路养，你们不个有嘞？三路当时就接班了，我去说三界就光帮着，心境就同时给你三路凝结光呢，你们不个么多？ Chusen Sanjay Kombang Dub, Tandan Jitin, the Leka Mambo Kaleka Bondo, Ta Sanjay Kombang Dub, Santin Chibotan is on the New Moon Pergir. Some say Tanjay, New Moon Pergio. Tate Sovo Ranga, some not answer Laralek at all, New Moon Pergio. New Moon Pergio and Dom. Say, say, Tamjay, making the everything. Say, 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 the Lanato. Say, say, Jaleka, Madava, not so was Zogondo. Say, say, Tamche, Monkey of a Mikin Devachi. Mikiva Yina, David Dungan, Jungare, Mikiva and David Dungan, Jungachi, and Dow, Chagayer. Kain Sena, so gave at the depa to Kulung Lara Labore, Kulung Namba Yuna, gave and Dow, Ludanaka, gave and Dow Zoni Young, Kulung Namba Yuna, depa Chadigre. This Sena. Jumsin tenda volatine, sece tamji miki devachin. Samba ninji yona, sece tamji gaven devachin chagre. Samba ninji mi, dancing chembu yu, samba ninji mina, sece tamji miki devachin chant over you. Tarpel lanto sorts of massing, but tenda vuchi ina, tarpel lan la kawakyo lanje, lanto sorts of massing, but Tarpa lam to lebala, kova la hinja mebelo jegodo. Tarpa lam to hukwada kawa, lam to sotando masemba maleba. Da tabo, kale kapuchando. Laman cheno, seva ninji chembu, nyoto zeke, techequas. Nanzin te nicho persinjilo, lamala sova dam karagodo. Na na da da sampe danzin jin nam do danzin jin ji danzin jin gong bo de zha wan ni jue ba ji xin ji la bro na ma le shi na tian da wo gu gu do na ke da qin bu yong ya ge xin na mian gu gu mu do su po yong ya ge xin na mian gu gu mu do che de ji bo yong wo xin na mian gu gu mu do danzin de zha wan ni jue ba xin na na ro na so so ta ba shun den de ya bu do
So the next one then begins at the top of 61. We conceal within the demon of ego clinging that always brings us to ruin. All of our thoughts cause clashes to increase. All of our actions have non-virtuous. We have not even turned towards the path of liberation. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with compassion. Bless us that grasping onto a self be uprooted. So this is the section of the prayer that deals with asking that our grasping onto a self be eliminated, eradicated. And this grasping onto a self is the thinking about I, me, and my, and mine. It's sort of its outward or verbal signs. So we ask that that then be completely wiped away and ask for the Lama's blessing to do that. So the first line says, we conceal within the demon of ego clinging that always brings us to ruin. So this bringing us to ruin, this bring to ruin in Tibetan, it means it's like we have a great danger that always abides with inside of us. It's like having a huge threat that's continually lurking with inside of us. And that is the clinging to the self. And that is given the metaphor of a demon, or you could sometimes a ghost. So that is held sort of within our very insides. Demons actually aren't so bad, or ghosts, because they kind of come and go. You know, they come and they create a little trouble for you for a while, and then they leave. But this ego-clinging demon never leaves. It's always there inside. You know, you never escape it. Always present. A continual habitant of one's inner landscape. So they are even worse, actually. It's even worse than demons. And then Rinpoche commented that this clinging on to the self is something that we don't get from the outside. It's something that we fabricate ourselves. Then all of our thoughts cause kleshas to increase. So whatever concepts we have, whatever arises within our mind, becomes a cause for the afflicting emotions of anger and hatred and so forth. So even if one thinks about Dharma, if one does it thinking, I'm going to get famous, or I'm going to, things will be comfortable for me, it'll lessen my suffering and so forth, that then is just another cause for the afflicting emotions, for the kleshas. It's turning Dharma into non-Dharma, or into just worldly thoughts. And if you might think, well, I'm going to get to the level of Buddhahood, and then I'll have a good time, you know, relax. Not like going to a resort, you know, I'm going to make it to this nice resort place, Club Med, and then I'll just relax and have a good time. Well, of course, that's not the point. When one accomplishes Buddhahood for the sake of others, so that one will be able to benefit others. So it all really depends on how we think. It depends on what the intention is with which we do whatever it is that we're doing. So all of our actions have non-virtuous results. And they have non-virtuous results because the motivation, the intention in doing them was twisted or wrong. So even if you can do something that seems like an outwardly positive action, however, if the motivation was wrong, when the motivation was negative or selfish, then the result of that seemingly positive action is still future suffering. So if one then has loving kindness and compassion, then with that as the basis, as the motivation, then whatever it is that you do, then that becomes virtuous or wholesome activity. The fourth line says, we have not even turned towards the path of liberation. So we haven't even gotten close, you know. We haven't even seen the entrance to the freeway. You know, we haven't even gotten that near. Because in order to really get close to this, one needs to have total revulsion or turning away from samsara. So the fifth line is the same. Lama, think of us. Behold us swiftly with compassion. Bless us that grasping onto a self be uprooted. So we ask that this holding on to me and mine, this grasping on to one's ego, that all of those concepts, which are actually like demons or ghosts, we ask that they then be completely destroyed.
dungbu dungyok takbu sorban deban de parke ndawo mangbu yere de lolo zong no chuke ta parke nika yere tene ke jangni ke jor lobjong singin sola pendo chimbu yere de lolo zong ne yapodo de nangni parke mangbu tengre.
So these verses are very good to memorize because it combines both colloquial language and the Dharma language. So in memorizing them, you'll be increasing your knowledge of both spheres.
Tirtam parke sikite cheke dejon rodang yapu mepa tso la parke sikire cheke dejon rodang yapu yoba tele chuke sikire chuchike re
deju kare
cheke rotsor
cheke rotsor. Usually, there's a distinction made between colloquial and Dharma Tibetan, which is sort of like the literary or the elegant Tibetan. So that in the colloquial language, the way the sentences are put together, the grammar and the syntax, is not very precise and it's not very well done. Whereas within the Dharma language, there it is beautifully put together and the syntax and the grammar is correct.
Tene jisun de tsandro de juglangri jukyo tangin peke injike janake te karele tina yandi
jukyo
de kanga tsandro de.
So when Rinpoche finishes explaining this
jukyo tangin
he will give us an exam and then we have to write it out either in Tibetan and English or Chinese.
Who's going to check the
Jackie?
He says he'll find somebody. We'll find one to check the English and to the Tibetan as well.
Then I was on the Jaranso, Perke, Jopuchi, Yang, Inji Ketang, Inji Chuke, Janaga Chuke, Tazayapuchi Kogodawa.
So, this way, if you memorize these verses, then you'll learn Tibetan swiftly, and you'll learn good English, you'll learn Dharma English, and as well, and also then the Chinese, and the Chinese as well, you can learn the Dharma language in Chinese.
Then they drew rabbits off. Some damia, Kanganzomia, the Tsepa Chuksomla, Kanganzomgore, Zomgore. Tony, Mene Tony, Yamnezoya, the Tsepa, Jubji Jong, Sagadawa says, John Rush to Chine to take up Zom.
Then you choose
a Jorgo Gomodo.
Nothing.
Do that. Sepa Chuksom la Kangan Zongre. Tini. Dokang la Yugre. Tini. Nangla Yugo. Tini Nangla Yugo. Then Yamni Goma de Chubje. Jonga Chepe Chubje la Jonga Rido. Chumdra to Chinido. Tini Yamni Goso. Tony Abdo. Oh, yeah.
So tomorrow we'll begin exactly at 2.